The trial of James Holmes, who's pled not guilty by reason of insanity to opening fire in a movie theater in 2012 in Aurora, Colorado, killing 12, injuring 70. The testimony about the carnage has been horrific. A first responder broke down, describing how a six-year-old girl died in his arms. Her mother, pregnant, also lost the child she was carrying and is paralyzed for life. Prosecutors are trying to make the case that Holmes was sane. Ben Marcus is with Here and Now contributor, Colorado Public Radio. Hi, Ben.
Hey.
And how is this reverberating there? All those victims. I mean, we've gone through it here in Boston, but what's it like to have them telling the stories of that night?
There were, like you said, so many victims. We've heard from more than 90 people so far on the stand. We've heard from dozens of first responders. We've heard from people who were in the theater, and they all are kind of recounting and rehashing what happened 3 years ago. And it's really difficult. You can tell on the families. There's a lot of crying going on that side of the courtroom. A lot of Kleenex boxes are always set up early in the morning before court starts. And so, yes, it's extremely difficult for them to go through that and to kind of relive in the gritty detail what happened that night.
Just to horrific, horrific accounts. Well, and then to the trial itself. Colorado is one of three states that allows jurors to ask questions of the witnesses. Now, they don't directly talk to witnesses or people testifying. They submit questions to the judge. Tell us more about how it works.
So they, after the witness is done with cross-examination or redirect, the judge asks if the jury has any questions. They submit them in paper to the judge. The judge considers them, determines whether or not he can ask those questions, and then he'll ask that questions of the witness. And they were kind of random at start, but now jury questions seem to really be focusing on determining whether or not James Holmes was actually insane at the time of the shooting. And so a lot of questions are focused on, did he seem detached from reality? Did you notice a change in his personality, especially in questions to his professors? He was in a prestigious graduate program for neuroscience at the time. And this is where prosecutors say he kind of had his break and started to assemble his arsenal. So you can tell that jurors are really starting to struggle with James Holmes, the person, and his mental state, even though those psychological experts have not gone on the stand yet. The jury is wrestling with that even now.
The defense is saying he had a psychotic break. That's their point, that he's insane and had a psychotic break. What has he seemed like in court?
He seems generally disinterested. He doesn't talk a lot to his attorneys. He doesn't pass notes back and forth. He does look at the computer screen, the big TV screen in the courtroom when pictures of his apartment are shown on the screen. His apartment was filled with bombs. It was a booby trap to kind of divert authorities away from the theater the night of the shooting. And so he does seem interested in the pictures that are being shown on the screen. Other than that, not a lot of reaction from him.
Yeah. And so the debate is over whether or not he's sane. How are prosecutors making their case that he is?
Well, they've outlined in detail the planning that went into this crime. It took months to assemble the body armor, the guns, the bullets, the smoke canisters, all of that stuff. He went to the theater several times and scouted it out to see where the best theater to attack would be.
Well, and what is the reason that, I mean, what's the sane reason given that he might make this attack?
Well, he failed a key oral exam leading up to the shooting, about a month before the shooting. And so he saw, in the prosecutor's eyes anyway, Holmes saw his scientific career kind of fading away or coming to an end, and that to increase his self-worth, he would carry out this really high-profile shooting in this theater.
And what about the defense? How do you prove someone's, you know, some would say any attack, any mass shooting would have to be insane. But putting that aside, how is the defense making their claim that Holmes is insane?
It's really hard for the defense because they can't call witnesses yet. They have asked follow-up questions trying to get at kind of the weirdness of him and how he acted very strangely, or that his pupils were very dilated after he was arrested the night of the shooting. And so you can tell that they are trying to implant more than just that he saw his academic career coming to an end and decided to carry out this high-profile shooting, but that there was some break in his school year leading up to the shooting that prompted him to do this.
Yeah. Just talk about the jurors for a second. We found it fascinating something probably everyone in Colorado knows, but one man on the jury survived the 1999 Columbine High School shootings, that horrific day. He was a student at the time, and said he'd be fair in this case, despite having been friends with the Columbine shooters and the prom date of one of the Columbine victims.
Right. And that same juror, actually, it was discovered later that he's friends with one of the people who were attacked in the theater.
You mean in Aurora?
In this case, yes. Somebody who was in that theater testified to the shooting. It turns out that they became friends after this guy was selected for the jury. The judge allowed him to stay on the jury. And that seems to be like maybe one of the big first mistakes that this judge has made.
So, Ben, what are the possible decisions the jury can make?
It would be not guilty by reason of insanity. He would be sent to the state hospital in Pueblo with a chance of possibly being let out. He could be found guilty, and then they would go to the sentencing phase and decide whether or not he should get life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty.
Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio as the so-called Aurora Theater shooting trial continues. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.